Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and it's time for my fourth installment of AOR. This one's for you, Greg Snaz. You always seem to get a big kick out of these episodes. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, then you probably have a pretty good idea of what I mean when I say AOR. It's also called melodic rock. The AOR that I like the most is mostly from the 80s. I like the stuff with crunchy guitars. I don't have a problem with keyboards, but my favorite AOR is up-tempo and leans towards a pop metal sound. But there's an earnestness to AOR. You take whatever hard rock meant in the late 70s and into the 80s, and you think about what commercial-sounding heavy metal was like, especially the American stuff in the 80s, and the AOR that I like is somewhere between the two. It's a combination of things, but as I like to say, they'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. So on this episode, we're going to hear 20 plus more great, obscure AOR songs, mostly from the 80s, maybe a couple from the early 90s. And let's kick things off with a guy named Jimmy Harnon. This guy was a singer in a Philadelphia band called Sync that had a top 10 hit in 1989 with a song called Where Are You Now? One of those ballady AOR songs, not the kind of stuff I'm really into, but he parlayed the success of that single into a record deal with WTG and released a really good album called Can't Fight the Midnight. Like I said, Where Are They Now was a sappy ballad type song, but the rest of this album is great. It's up-tempo hard rock, i.e. AOR. Here's an awesome song from the album Can't Fight the Midnight by Jimmy Harnon called All Those Tears.
What you say?
Benny Mardones is most famous for charting in the top 20 with the same song, Into the Night, twice, in 1980 and again in 1989. That song was co-written by Robert Tepper, featured previously on AOR AOK, and it appeared on Benny's 1980 album, Never Run, Never Hide. It's not a great song. It's a very Journey-influenced song. But I'm going to play you the first song on Benny Mardones' next album, Too Much to Lose, which was released in 1981 by Polydor. This is a song by Benny Mardones called Sheila C.
Do what lovers do.
David Zaffiro's professional career began as guitar player for a Seattle Christian rock band called Blood Good, but he left that band in 1988 to embark on a solo career, and I'm going to play you a song from his very first solo album from 1989. This is a song by David Zaffiro called I See Red. Storm were an LA band fronted by Jeanette Chase. This was actually Storm's second self-titled album. They had a record in 1979 on MCA, and then they had this self-titled album released by EMI in 1983. I'm going to play you the first song on side two from the album by Storm from 1983, a song called Anything for Your Love. So every episode of AOR AOK seems to have a Canadian section, so let's do that right now, beginning with a song by a guy named Bernie LaBarge from his 1984 album Bargin' In. This is a song by LaBarge called Overnight Sensation. Boulevard, formed in Calgary, Alberta, Canada in 1984, they moved to Vancouver and signed with MCA and released a self-titled album in 1988, a very strong AOR record. Here's a song from it called Dream On. Regatta were a Canadian three-piece band from Toronto. They had a self-titled album released by RCA in 1989, and bassist Matthew Gerard later went on to form the Canadian sort of hair metal band Von Groove. This is a song by Regatta from that 1989 album called Wherever You Run. One more Canadian artist for you in our AOR, AOK block of Canadian artists. This is a lady named Cindy Valentine, also from Toronto. She signed with Columbia Records in 1984 and released a great hard-rocking AOR album called Rock and Roll Heart Attack. This is a highly recommended record by yours truly, and don't just take my word for it. Check out a song from the record by Cindy Valentine called Lust. Thank you. Britton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N. This band was named for singer Michael Britton. They put out a decent, mostly metal-sounding album in 1988 called Rock Hard, featured drummer Gary Holland, formerly of Dante Fox and Great White. But so this isn't a great record, in my opinion, and not really all AOR. I wouldn't really put it this whole album in the AOR category necessarily, but that's kind of splitting hairs. But I'd really like this song a lot, and this is a very, very AOR-sounding song to me by Britton from the record Rock Hard, a song called Heart So Lonely. Shout were a Christian metal band formed by Ken Tamplin in 1987, and I'm going to play you a song from their first album, It Won't Be Long, which was released in 1988. This is a song by Shout called Winners or Losers.
Oh,
Prophet were an AOR band from New Jersey. They formed in 1985 and at one point featured Ted Poley as their drummer. And he, of course, later would go on to be the singer in Danger Danger. I'm going to play you a song by Prophet from their second album, Cycle of the Moon. And for this record, the band was joined by singer Russell Arcara, who appeared on the very first installment of AOR AOK when he was the singer for the band Surgeon. So this is a song by Prophet from Cycle of the Moon called Can't Hide Love. Orion the Hunter was a band formed by former Boston guitarist Barry Goudreau. They released one album on Portrait Records in 1984, and the singer Fran Cosmo would later go on to join Boston for the Walk On album in 1994. This is a song by Orion the Hunter called So You Ran. So You Ran! Hybrid Ice were a rock band formed in Danville, Pennsylvania, and they released two albums in the 80s. I'm going to play you a song from their second album, No Rules, from 1986. This is sung by Hybrid Ice called The Night Is Still Young.
Thank you.
Steve Jones was, of course, the guitar player in the Sex Pistols, but in the 80s he grew his hair long and launched an ill-fated career as a hard rocker with an album called Mercy that came out in 1987. This is a song from that record by Steve Jones called With You or Without You. John O'Banion was a singer-songwriter from Indiana. He was the singer for Doc Severinsen's band in the 70s and appeared on The Tonight Show several times. He was on American Bandstand and Solid Gold, and he was the winning singer on The Pilot for Star Search. I'm going to play you a song from John O'Banion's third solo album, White Light, from 1985, This is a song called She Dreams of You. Riff were a German band. They released one album in 1989 called Mission Love. And this is a song from that record by Riff called Elaine.
I know the day has come to turn around. No, I won't change.
Drama were a Norwegian pop band. I guess they've been called Norway's first boy band. They released 4 albums in the 80s, and I'm going to play a song from the 3rd record, which was called Take It Away. This is a song by Drama called Magic. Tokyo were a German band, I guess, formed in 1979, released 4 albums in the 80s. I'm going to play a song from the 3rd album by Tokyo. This is a song called Jealousy.
Jealousy, that's all it is, girl.
This next song is from an album by a guy named Joseph Lee Wood. And that kind of sounds like a serial killer name, but I don't think this guy was a serial killer. This record was recorded in 1989, but it was not released until 2002. So this is a song by Joseph Lee Wood, recorded in 1989, called Letters in the Rain.
I couldn't stop thinking about
Up next is a German band called Statement. I'm going to play you a song from their 1993 album, One for the Money. This is the last song on the record by Statement, a song called Reason to Stay.
You look in the mirror.
King of Hearts was a band formed by a singer, Tommy Funderburk, who had previously been in a band called The Front. And this band also featured Kelly Keegi from Night Ranger on drums. They made a record for Polygram in 1985, but it wasn't actually released until 10 years later, I think on a Japanese label. This is a song by King of Hearts called I Want You.
Bye.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that fourth installment of AOR, AOK. More, of course, to come in the future, but let me know what your favorite songs were, what you thought of the episode, what you'd like to hear, what else you'd like to hear me cover in the future. Send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com, or go to the Facebook page. You can also communicate with me very easily through Facebook. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song written by Nick Kershaw, but recorded by a guy named Chesney Hawks. And this song was a number one hit in the UK, and it was also a top 10 hit later in the US in 1991, after it was featured in a Michael J. Fox film called Doc Hollywood. So here it is, The One and Only by Chesney Hawks. Till next time.
Be back.